du hörst einen Podcast von Rabe.
Ihr seid hier im ISC, kurz vor dem Konzert von Warnduscher. Und ich habe jetzt ein Gespräch mit der Band.
Well, hi guys, it's really nice to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too.
Your band is called Warmduscher. I'm sure you're aware that is it like a German term. Is someone in the band a German speaker?
No, like Clams, the singer, went to... he was out with his friends in Berlin and when he was DJing, because he does a different project called Paranoid London, they're doing a lot of stuff in Berlin, and his friend kept on calling Clams Warmduscher, and he's like, "Ah, you're Warmduscher," like, and he was like, "What's that mean?" It means like a pussy, but in German. But so he was obsessed with that idea that it sounds really macho, but it actually means that you're kind of a bit of a wimp. I think he was very much into that like idea, representing the band. So that was where it came from, pretty much. Yeah.
It sounds pretty good. Yeah. I googled where this came from, and it was actually coined by a German comedian in 1993.
Oh, wow.
And during that time, there's a lot of words meaning the same thing, sort of strange words,
right.
that were formed. I've written a few down.
Yeah.
So one of these might sound familiar.
Okay.
I've got the Vorwärtsparkierer.
Wow, okay.
That means someone that parks forwards into a parking spot.
That is amazing. Wait, say, what's that one again?
The Vorwärtsparkierer.
Okay, cool.
I actually found a website just collecting all these terms, and I just wrote down the ones I thought were the best. Another one is an Abspanngucker. That's someone that watches the end credits in a film.
What? I love that. Abspanngucker.
Abspanngucker.
Abspanngucker. Okay, that's amazing to remember these, man.
Or another one is the Filterraucher, someone that smokes cigarettes with a filter.
Oh, wow, okay. That's that's probably a little bit more similar to the Founders. We were originally, there was a debate of whether or not to be called Sitzpinkler, which is a man that
that's
sits down.
That's on my list too.
No way!
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. What the fuck? Oh, no,
yeah, someone that sits down to pee.
Yeah.
The Händewascher, someone that washes hands after they've been to the toilet.
The Händewascher.
Yeah,
I like that one.
And the Reste-Einfrierer, someone that freezes the leftovers.
That's like my mum.
Yeah. And I guess the Sitzpinkler you already know.
That's funny, man.
So what does the world need to know about Warmduscher that they don't already know?
Nothing at all.
Yes.
No. I don't know, really. I guess that we are hoping to make another album soon as we possibly can. And we're not... I don't know, we took a bit of a year. We took quite a lot of time off, I guess. I don't know really why we did that. We were kind of convinced to do that. But we decided now that we are not going to do that ever again. It's kind of boring. Yeah, that's kind of it, really. Not much to really know. Most of the things that we're about is like pretty much in the music, really. I think it's quite a sort of autobiographical kind of thing.
To me, your music sounds quite broken and really fun at the same time.
Yeah.
In a way, some form of rebellion, but what against or what for?
Well, I'd say that I feel like there's this idea that in the band that we've always had to work for everything that we have. And I know that I don't mean that in a way that not any other bands do that or other musical projects, but I think we've always never been like part of any kind of like scene where it's kind of everything's coming to you just by the nature of your surroundings and your existence. I think we've always been quite a working band. It's not a rebelling against the music industry per se, but because obviously we like the music industry to an extent degree because we are actively trying to involve ourselves in it. But there is a bit of a rebellion to this idea of like there's a sort of pathway to become like a sort of successful project. I think like it's always tried to stick by its kind of like foundations of like it's being quite kind of left of whatever people think you should be like in a band, and being quite sort of committed to that idea, but also trying to use that as a method to see like you can be like this and still do your thing and travel around and play gigs to people and stuff like that. It's not a rebel, we're not rebelling against anyone or anything particular, but it's usually against like the normal roots of success or whatever, you know.
Just, you're not trying to conform to any musical stereotypes.
Yeah.
Isn't it the point? If something's too sweet sounding, it's like try and like break it a little bit. If something's too broken, try and make it sound nice, you know. So that's the balance that's finding that. That's how I've always found anyway.
Mm. Well, to me, something that's too nice is just boring.
Yeah,
if it's too polished, then it's not real.
Yeah, I just think, yeah, and I think certain places have its things, but like, I think for us, we need like a mixture of, I think it needs to be just. There needs to be like life in it, which a lot of times forms into like humour, accidents, or you know, like mistakes. That's a natural part of every day, isn't it? So try and get that in as much as you can, but it's never intentional, it's just what comes out, really. Yeah.
I enjoy going to gigs, and to me it's never about how well something is performed, it is what comes across. If the people on stage, if they're enjoying themselves, then I'm enjoying myself. But if it's sort of awkward, no matter how well it is played, I feel awkward.
Yeah.
Watching play and someone forgets their lines.
Yeah.
Like desperately want them to remember them.
Or it's like going to like a really dodgy sort of like stand-up comedy show.
Yeah.
I went to a comedy show the other day and I was laughing at everything, so I just couldn't find it so awkward. It's just tricky. And I was so drunk when I left as well, because I was just nervous, like drinking, so nervous for everyone getting up there. It's like, yeah, that's what our shows could be like though, sometimes. We've had a few like that.
I've read there must have been some pretty legendary shows.
Some silly ones. Yeah. They were like legendary for probably the wrong reasons.
Yeah, are you a nightmare for bookers?
I think so.
We've been known to be, yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's also like, you know, we still do try and
get
the crowd quite excited to be there, so, and that's what they ultimately want. So,
yeah.
You know, the sacrifices we all have to make in life. For them, it's booking us. For us, it's just being with us.
Is there any particular inspiration or also like... Are your songs in general about anything in particular, or is it just everyday observations?
Everyday observations, definitely, but I think this album's been a lot more socially minded, I think, because... I know it's a cliche, but I do think it's probably just subconsciously because of, like... Everyone's had to kind of work. Everyone's had to focus on, like, what, you know, the idea of feeling, like, lonely in society, it really means, I guess, more than normal because of, like, the pandemic and stuff. But I think Clams has felt the weight of, like, societal pressures a lot more since COVID, and I think that comes out into his lyrics quite a lot in this record, more so than before. We'd just be writing songs about like salamanders and
yeah. Yeah, the music that we used to make, it just used to be stupid, silly stuff. It's become more and more political, at least the things that I've tried to write become more and more political, because if I feel really affected and I feel I want to say something, it's not just about fun.
You feel like a lot of subordination, I think, and like I think it's just it's just like you're just taking out your kind of inner frustrations, and it usually, unfortunately, it has to be about that. Because the thing is, we don't actively want to be a band that is like kind of politically minded. I think we just want to be like a band that's good at communicating like the kind of weirdness of their thoughts, but they're weird. But I think like, but it's sad. It's almost sad in a way. It's kind of taken away from a bit of like the art of the artfulness of life, you know, because you have to focus on the struggle too much sometimes now, I guess, a bit more than usual.
I've recently been to Hong Kong and I got interested in the democracy movement in Hong Kong. Then I ended up making a radio show on protest music from Hong Kong.
Right.
I realized that the Chinese government is trying to ban any kind of music that in any form relates to the democracy movement, because they chose quite random songs just because it sort of gave them a feeling of community.
Yeah.
And the government is trying to ban these songs. And that made me realize that music actually seems to work.
Yeah.
Even if it's not, it sort of helps bring people together and get like some kind of a social movement going.
It's not just the subject matter,
just
the idea of togetherness.
Yeah.
And being in the same place, feeling the same thing.
Yeah. It's also like one of the only kind of things in society or like life that is hard to control. Because it can happen. I mean, you can censor it on radios, but apart from that, you can't really do much about distribution of music now. You know, you can't really, you ban record sales, and it's like, well, that's a small part of like the economy and music anyway now. That, people,
control the internet as well over there, don't they?
That's just true. Yeah, I didn't think about that. But still, it's just a very binding thing that is quite intimidating to a lot of like sort of fascist groups, because it is too lucid and to be like rigid, you know what I mean? It's too hard to understand its impact, you know.
And it creates community.
Yeah.
Enough difficult questions. What does a Warm Dusche do on a day off?
Nothing.
Stay in bed.
Depends on which number, I suppose. It's different every day. Sometimes we like to sleep. I always bring my board on tour, and it gets used like once or twice. But I always like to just walk around and.
Used it today.
Yeah, I actually went for a little skate today.
On the ramp underneath the bridge there.
Yeah. I just wandered off. That's the beauty of just waking up wherever you are in the tour bus. But it depends where we are, really.
I went to Burger King.
Yeah, there's not a lot of days off, to be honest with you, as well. It's a lot of days.
We only had like a couple of days off, but usually, on our days off, what did we do? We went to, you went to cinema.
Oh, yeah.
To watch Gladiator.
Gladiator 2, yeah.
Oh no, I just walked around Dublin. It was nice.
Yeah.
I think most of us, because of the little amount of days you have off, we usually just end up sleeping all day, really. It's just like, it's just much needed recuperation. But
yeah.
The one thing I would say that I miss is about, the way we're traveling at the moment is because we used to be able to drive through city, especially driving around places like Switzerland, Germany, like seeing like the ecosystem change and stuff, looking out the window, listening to music, like that was more of a norm. I think now, because we like the way we're traveling now is a little bit more like was traveling in the nighttime and stuff like that. So it feels a little bit, it feels very like factory kind of like, factory line kind of like way of,
it's work.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like, we'd get like hotel in the cities and like have to at least engage with the city a little bit because we're staying there. So it feels a little less like we're there a lot of the time, which is a little bit sad, really, but it makes it more efficient. But it'd be nice to hang out a little bit more, I think.
What's our worst enemy? Because you get more of the time in the place because you get there early, but no one wakes up early, so it's just totally killed your chance at any culture by one, having a hangover, and two, not getting up until 3 in the afternoon. So it's literally a victim of your own laziness and self-sabotage from the night before.
If you ever come back to Bern again, make sure it's in summer, because it's just the hobby of everyone in the city to swim in the river. You jump in and then the river sort of carries you down.
So nice. That just down there, right?
Yeah.
It looks amazing, that river, actually. It's really like, I don't know, the water looks very pure, even for it being in the middle of a city, like, you know, in your town, whatever.
It's glacial water.
Right, yeah.
So you won't get Lyme's disease here.
Yeah, that's right for where we're from.
We did that with another band in Denmark. Swam in the river. That was pretty good.
Are there any places you will go back to just as a tourist?
I wouldn't mind coming back here.
There's lots of places. Like I said, we haven't really.
Berlin.
Yeah, Berlin was great. Yeah,
Berlin was really cool.
I like Amsterdam always.
Amsterdam's cool. I think I would like to come here because I was actually the first time on this tour I've woken up and walked around and I really enjoyed visually, like, you know. I like mountains as well, so being kind of near them or adjacent to them is quite nice, you know. I like it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've plenty of mountains around here.
Yeah.
We've got like this hill. It's not really a mountain, it's a hill above the town there, and there's a big music festival on top of that hill every summer.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Should play that.
Yeah.
Times as well, the landscape dictates the person as well. You know, there's like, you're living in a big city, you're more of a hectic lifestyle. Here, it seems like, take things maybe a bit more in stride, you know?
Yeah, it's
like
too.
More of a, you know, like a sort of a relaxed.
People in Bern are known to be slower than in other places in Switzerland. They've actually timed how quickly people walk in different cities in Switzerland, and Bern is the slowest.
Yeah, it's quite relaxed. People feel really relaxed on the street, actually. You can tell sometimes, can't you? Like, I mean, Leipzig, it was...
Yeah.
Was that? It's just like a different vibe, isn't it? In Berlin, it's very like hustle and bustle. Today, everyone's walking very leisurely. That is true, actually. I didn't notice
that.
Yeah. It felt very leisurely on the street.
I saw the current album just came out a few days ago. It's called Too Cold to Hold.
Yeah.
Why Too Cold to Hold?
It was literally just the beer that was too cold.
That's
what it was.
Yeah, we ended up Marty came up with the name for that, and then we...
It was a song, originally.
Yeah, the song. And then we just sent it to Kams and we said we want to make a song called Too Cold to Hold, and he kind of reinterpreted it into this kind of story about being fucked over by
eating.
Not being able to afford his heating at the time, which he couldn't because his landlord was being really difficult and trying to sell off his building to some investors or some shit. So he kind of turned it into... Because I think when we sent it that song to him, a demo to him, he was literally in bed because we couldn't get out of bed because it was too cold. So he was almost like too cold to hold on to his home. Yeah.
All right, you're drinking the local beer, Bannermunchi.
Yeah, it's cool.
It means a kiss from Bern.
Ah, like that. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Munchie's kiss.
Munchie, yeah.
Munchie.
Yeah.
That's good.
Are you around tomorrow? Because tomorrow is like one of the sort of one of these days that Bern is famous for.
Yeah.
It's the annual onion festival.
Grams is obsessed with onions.
At the moment.
What is it like? People grow them and you.
No, I'm not sure what the tradition is. I googled it and there's a few different explanations why we have this onion market in the last Monday in November, but there's a few different stories, but I can't remember any of them. It starts at 4 or 5 in the morning. There's market stalls all around town, and you can have cheese and onion pie. And people, yeah, and you can buy onions at market stalls. I think it was after some war or something. Merchants from the French speaking part of Switzerland came here to sell onions or something like that. And the highlight is at 6 o'clock in the evening when there's a confetti battle all around town, and people run around and try and hit each other in the head with rubber hammers.
Makes perfect sense.
Not the onions.
Well, sadly, we're not going to be here tomorrow. That's actually
I'm
really
actually
annoying.
About that.
Yeah.
It's an onion-based item.
I'd love to get involved in some kind of community onion kind of like war. Yeah.
Well, it starts at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, 4 or 5 in the morning. You can buy cheese and onion pie here in town.
Yeah. I will probably be able to do that.
I think I'll wrap this up. Yeah. I've taken up enough of your time.
No,
but it's been great to meet you.
No, absolute pleasure to meet you too, man.
Du hast einen Podcast von Arbeit gehört. dem Sender von Bern. Mehr gibt's auf rabe.ch.